This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. Cheers to United States Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, who, on her seven-country trip to Africa this week, sent signals that she intends to make women's rights one of her signature issues and a higher priority. Throughout her visit, Clinton pressed governments to crack down on sexual abuse and discussed retooling U.S. aid programs to emphasize women. During her visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo, she called for an end to the widespread sexual violence in the country. Women's E! News has been providing extensive coverage of the situation in the Congo, where rape is being used as a weapon of war. After touring a hospital on August 10th in Kinshasa, Clinton said, "I hope that here, in the Congo, there will be a concerted effort to demand justice for women who are violently attacked and to make sure that their attackers are punished," unquote. Clinton also said that the U.S. will provide the Democratic Republic of Congo with more than $17 million in new aid to prevent and respond to gender and sexual violence. Also in the Democratic Republic of Congo, much attention was paid to Clinton's testy response to a Congolese student at a town hall meeting in Kinshasa on August 10th. The student apparently asked about her husband's view on Congolese politics, and Clinton said, quote, "My husband is not Secretary of State. I am." State Department officials chalked up Clinton's reaction to her concern for women's rights in Africa and confusion on the part of the questioner about the name of the current U.S. president. Clinton's trip to Africa included visits to Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Angola, Liberia, Cape Verde, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. More news to cheer this week. Cheers for single women in Nepal who stood up to stage a protest in Kathmandu on August 10th in response to the government's offer last month of a cash incentive of 50,000 rupees, about $650, to get married. Hundreds of single women, including widows, divorcees, women whose husbands are missing, and unmarried women above the age of 35, marched in protest of what they called government-sponsored dowries that treat them as commodities. Activists at the march said that marriage is not the solution to single women's problems. What would actually help is financial independence through employment for themselves and education for women's children. Cheers for the results of a new study showing that breastfeeding is associated with a lower risk of breast cancer among certain women. The long-term study, published in the latest issue of the Archives of Internal Medicine, looked at more than 60,000 women. It found that women with close family members with a history of breast cancer had significantly lower risk of developing breast cancer before menopause if they breastfed their babies, compared to women who did not breastfeed. The amount of risk reduction was comparable to that seen by women at very high risk for breast cancer who take the hormone therapy tamoxifen for preventative purposes. And cheers for the International Olympic Committee's decision to include women's boxing in the 2012 Olympic Games in London. The president of the International Olympic Committee announced this decision on August 13th. Women will be able to compete in the flyweight, 48 to 51 kilogram class, the lightweight, 56 to 60 kilograms, and middleweight, 69 to 75 kilograms. In Britain, women's boxing has boomed since 2005, with the number of registered female fighters rising to 600 from 50. And now for the bad news. Jeers for the Burmese court, which on August 11th extended the house of arrest of Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's democratically elected leader, by 18 months. Suu Kyi was found guilty for violating an internal security law because she allowed an American man to stay at her home after he swam there uninvited in May. Suu Kyi, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, has already spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention, mostly under house arrest. If she serves her full new sentence, the opposition leader will be prevented from taking part in elections next year, tentatively scheduled for March 2010. This ruling drew international criticism from the United States, Britain, France, and other countries. On August 13th, the UN Security Council issued a statement expressing, quote, serious concern about the situation. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, a Democrat, arrived in Burma on August 14th to meet with its military leaders as part of a five-nation tour of Asia. More news to GEER this week. An estimated 50 million women in Asia are at risk of contracting HIV from male partners who engage in risky sexual behaviors. This comes from a UN AIDS report released on the 9th at the 9th International Congress on AIDS in Asia and the Pacific. The conference took place in Bali, Indonesia from August 9th to the 13th. The report, HIV Transmission in Intimate Partner Relationships in Asia, cites evidence from several Asian countries to demonstrate that most women are acquiring HIV from their male partners. Of the 1.7 million women living with HIV in Asia, more than 90% are believed to have acquired the virus from their husbands or long-term boyfriends. And jeers to the North Dakota judge who ruled on August 12th that the state's only abortion clinic, the Red River Women's Clinic in Fargo, must tell patients that they can see an ultrasound and hear a fetal heartbeat before having an abortion. However, the clinic does not have to provide these services. The new state law, which took effect on August 1st, requires the clinic to offer women the chance to see the images of their fetuses at least 24 hours before an abortion. The law had not been enforced prior to this ruling. And we also note today that a Muslim woman in Paris was banned from her local pool when she tried to go swimming in a head-to-toe burkini. The 35-year-old woman, identified only as Carol, complained of religious discrimination after trying to go swimming in the Paris suburb of Emerinville. On August 13th, officials insisted that they ban the woman's use of the Islam-friendly swimsuit because of France's strict hygiene standards in pools and not as a hostile reaction to the garment. This report was compiled by the staff of the Women's E! News. Jui Bhatia is a contributing editor. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.